Well, Grand Marais adventurer Lonnie Dupree is back in Talkeetna, Alaska, preparing for his third attempt to conquer North America's highest mountain alone and in the dead of winter. And he joins us on the phone. Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Well, I am fine. More to the point, how are you?
Good, good. We just pulled into Talkeetna last night after 4 months of training and getting ready for the climb. We were in Dimitri Von Klein, our photographer, and I were in Colorado, trying to acclimate for altitude to get ready for this climb. And we just flew in and pulled in last night and met with the rest of the crew that's going to help with filming and logistics and get me ready for the mountain. And then we'll fly to the mountain the very first opportunity the weather permits. So.
So what's the weather like? Does that look good?
The weather this year is a lot more stable than last year. And last year, as you remember, there was those very low pressure storms that came in and just dumped tons of snow on Cordova, for instance, got 35 feet of snow last winter. But this year, the weather system's a lot more stable. Even though it's overcast right now, there's not much for wind, and hasn't been for much of the late fall, early winter here. So I'm optimistic.
Well, I can remember seeing some pretty harrowing photographs of you on the side of the mountain with all that snow. I mean, it was just that little guy and all this gray around you. I hope that's a little better this time.
Well, I do too, and again, it's all about the weather. I don't mind it getting cold. It can get as cold as it wants, and I'm just limited on the amount of hours I have to travel because it's quite dark in the Arctic at this time of year. But I do have 5 to 7 hours of daylight that I can travel, so I take advantage of that daylight by getting up early when it's dark to prepare and get ready for the day, and then I travel throughout the daylight hours, and then I travel right up till dark, and then at dark time I throw my headlight on again and then build my snow cave, and that takes a couple hours of hard work.
But now, you've kind of made that a little easier, though, on yourself, right? I understand you've got some kind of tenting material now?
Yep. This year I probably cut an hour off my snow cave building by getting a modified tarp manufactured by Cook Custom Sewing. It's basically a really small miniature tent with a door in the roof of it that actually acts as a roof system that fits over the top of the snow cave. And they aren't really exactly snow caves. It's more of a modified snow trench that you can sit up and lay down in. But then I'm covering it up with this tarp, which will save a lot of work.
And speaking of work, you've cut your weight that you carry. You'll be pulling about 200 pounds. That's about, what, 20 pounds less than last year?
Yeah, about 20 pounds less. We did that through, I use a ladder system that's connected to my waist harness and then goes back to my sled, which actually attaches to the sled. And this ladder system is in the event I go into a crevice, that ladder will act like a big snowshoe and keep me from falling into the crevice. Well, I've lightened that ladder system up by not even using the ladder, but using these long aluminum poles that I had made for me by Easton Aluminum, the maker of tent poles. And then those tent poles are each, inch in diameter, so very strong aircraft aluminum that are 15 feet long that will keep me out of a crevice. Should I fall in?
Well, when the weather gets good, you're going to fly up to the base camp. Is that still going to be at, what, 7,200 feet?
Yeah, the base camp is right at the base of the mountain within the Alaska Range, so it's about an hour flight from here. And what we're going to try to do, because it's such a stunning flight in there, we're putting cameras on the outside of the aircraft to capture the mountainous scenery as we fly into that base camp. So we're trying to get some good footage for a documentary we're trying to produce called Cold Love. So we've got to get the mounts ready for the airplane today. I got to go through all my communications equipment and just get all my clothing ironed out today. So everything we're going to try to be ready to go after today.
there some way for us to follow you kind of in real time? Or
oh, absolutely. The best way to follow us is go to oneworldendeavors.com, or you can just type in my name, LonnieDupree.com, and it'll go to the same website, One World Endeavors, and we're going to be updating the website every day with audio, imagery, maybe a little video throughout the entire journey. And there'll be also a map of Denali and the route with a little X indicating where I'll be on the mountain each day.
Well, let's hope that the weather holds and you're able to get up there. And is there some way you can give us a call I suppose maybe not from the mountain, right?
Well, you know, I got a satellite phone sponsored to me by Buck's Radio Shack, and so I'm sure I can find time to give a call back home and see how you guys are doing and see how your winter is going.
Well, in the meantime, stay focused on your job at hand, and we wish you all the luck in the world. You and I have talked about this a couple of times, Lonnie, and I'm continually amazed at the fact.
let's hope the third time's a charm, and I'm not getting any younger.
No. Well, I'm telling you this, Lonnie, we'll talk about it when you get back here safe and sound, and hopefully after you achieve what you want. We've been talking with Lonnie Dupree. He's back in Talkeetna, about 60 miles from the base camp at 7,200 feet. We hope he's going to be able to get there very soon, and we'll be following you, Lonnie, all the time. Good luck.
Thanks so much, Jay. Have a great winter.